Have she had any comment on that joke?
Oh, yeah. She
cried.
Yeah, we're actually not on speaking terms because of that joke.
Welcome to another Latino Guira podcast and the Latino Guira podcast. Christian Hennigsmeyer, and today I am with Elaine Goldin. That's the nice pronunciation, Goldin or Golden?
Golden, more like the color.
Golden, like the color, okay, because Goldin sounds amazing. But then, I'm going to introduce the topic, because it's part of you. And I just thought about it, what is the name when you like steam? I have to steam the every day that I do the podcast. I have to steam the green screen so it doesn't have wrinkles. It's wrinkles, yeah. And I was thinking like, why do I do this shit? Like, and I was thinking about a new business that I want to do. And my business model, I believe it always will not work because I'm a kind person. And then I was like, and today I'm having you. That she's like the kindest comic I know, and she can crush in English and in Spanish.
Oh, thank you, Christian. I think the same about you.
She's so kind. She's like amazing. Every time like I mention her in any conversation, oh, I'm going to have Elaine on the podcast. Like, oh, dude, she's so dope. She's so kind. She's like an amazing person, and that's what you are. So the question is, do you think kindness is kind of a weakness? And I'll explain why, but first I want the answer up to that.
Okay. Well, obviously you think it might be because you think it might affect
your I have arguments, yeah.
Well, first of all, thank you for having me. This is very exciting. Honored to be on your podcast.
Yay! Okay, there you go. She's okay. Kind as fuck. Immediately kind. Immediately it's like, I don't believe I'm kind, but thank you so much. I'm honored to be here. Like, fuck you.
Let me tell you, is that a weakness? This is a good question. I think generally no. More, sometimes I think what maybe doesn't help me is I expect other people to be, like, welcoming,
equally friendly, kind.
And that's the big thing. Like, I think, when I think about, like, how I want to be kind to other people, it's mostly just making a space where people feel comfortable and welcome. And I think the thing I learned in stand-up is other people do not have that as a priority.
No.
They're not even mean. Some of them aren't even mean. They're just not like that. Like, some people just don't think to, like, say hello.
Yeah, I've seen that. But I don't mind all that because I had Brian Rowe in the podcast.
Okay.
And he's like, dude, a lot of people think I am an asshole, but it's because I'm so nervous and so on my shit that I don't say hi, I don't talk to people, I just go to the corner, and people's like, he's a fucking asshole. It's like, no. And he's like, no, dude, I'm so nice, but I don't have that. So with comics, yeah, it happens. Some of them I actually root, but I said it because, I don't know if I should say my business idea, but I will say it because I believe it can have a fierce feedback. I've been thinking like ways to make money because I believe AI is going to replace a lot of jobs and it's going to be crazy for a moment. And but I was like, it would be really dope to a company if you have like my company. This is my idea. It's called Puppy Therapy. And it's basically you hire me and I go to your company for 1 hour or two, how many hours you got me, with 5-10 dogs that can just run and play in the office. And it's like a stress relief day for the office. And then at the end of the 2 hours, whatever time you like hire me, I just take the dogs back to the, and I can like work with the owners of the dogs. Like, hey, first you're going to get like a free like walk to your dog because we're not going to charge you. And actually we can pay you a little bit of what we make. And working with shelters. So like these dogs maybe adopted, maybe someone in the office that like, I really love this dog. This dog is from a shelter. So if you're going to adopt it, this is information. And you like charge for per dog, like $15, $20 per dog. I believe it's an amazing idea and I will fucking love it if I'm working in my company and it's like, hey, look what we have today. And there's a lot of dog coming in. Beautiful.
I think it's a great idea. I definitely, when you started it, I thought you were going to say you wanted to have 5-10 dogs.
Also, awesome. I would love that.
And I was like, that seems kind of hard living in a city. like the space for 5 to 10 dogs.
And she came in and there's one dog here and I don't like this one. She's like, not this dog. This
one,
dog is okay.
One dog seems to be enough for you.
Yeah, that's it.
I will say I actually have heard of, I know,
something
good
like
news
that.
And bad news. Good okay. news, it's been done before.
Okay.
Bad news, it's been done before.
Okay, that's a bad.
So I think it's good though. You know, there's lots of people selling different types of everything, bread.
Okay, and this is where I got to, like, I believe kindness will kill my business. Because, like, in business, I believe you got to be always greedy because I was like, okay, if it's 5 dogs for 1 hour, $15 each dog is 75. So to pay all the expenses, it's like, ta-da-da, I'll end up with like $20, $18 per hour because I want to pay my employee like $18, $20 an hour. And then I was like, that's the moment I'll be fucking up because the employee have to drive, get the dogs, drive to the place. So it's like at least 2 hours or 1 hour more to pay the person. It's like, but if I want to pay him 20, like a good like salary, I will end up like earning like $5. And then the business strategy is just like fails. And it's like, so if I want to make this business work and be rentable, I have to fucking pay minimum wage and like exploit my employees. And like, now I don't want to do it.
That's so interesting. I mean, a lot of companies, they make this claim that if you raise minimum wage to a living wage, that it will hurt their business. My thing is, if you can't pay all your employees and yourself and still make it make money or at least break even once you pay all the employment costs, it's not, you've never had a good business model.
Exactly. And this is when it comes that I believe like greedy people are the ones that make not that good business models successful because they're fucking greedy and they're like, they don't care paying like minimum wage.
Yeah, you're saying if only I could exploit people.
Yes.
Then just think of my unlimited potential.
But I can't. Like, something means like, and then I was like, comedy is the same. There's some people that step on others to make them shine more. And I don't do that. Like, I don't like, I would never like to do that. But then it's like those people, some of them, you see they're kind of successful. And it's like, should I? Like, I won't do it. But that's the thing about kindness. Like, I won't do it, but it's like I see the people who are not and stepping on others making it. And it's like, maybe that's why I'm not there because I have not done this. It's a tough conversation.
Yeah, it's so interesting. I just feel like, I don't know, if people are like dirty to other people, I just think comedy is almost like a small town. It hurts your reputation, I think, in the long run.
I don't think in the long run. I have like, more often I see the people who are kind go downhill than the people who are not. More often.
Uh-oh.
And you're like, fuck. You're like, I guess I will start like talking shit about comics.
Wow. I'll
start spilling tea again.
That's so funny. Yeah. It's time for me to backstab. Truly, I don't even know what that would look like.
I believe you are so kind that you may have a lot of like tea from a lot of comics that they'll trust you and you're like, I'll die with this secret. Like, if you trust me, I'll die with this. So I believe you have tea that is like,
I can't confirm nor deny.
But yes.
But maybe.
I'll trust you with secrets. Are you good keeping secrets?
I think so. My best skill with secrets is I won't share them within the group that I learned it.
Okay.
I believe you have to have enough friends in different parts of your life.
Okay.
That if anyone shares something in confidence.
But it's such good tea.
It's really good. You can tell it anonymously to a different friend group. Just one person in a different friend group. Or, I think that. Or if it's...
I actually believe... In theory, you shouldn't say it to anybody, but I believe this is a good policy because when they give you such good tea, you have to share it.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, if anyone has told me anything of, like, utmost secrecy, I have not shared it with anyone. Except maybe one person. Or if it's sometimes that person is my therapist and she's legally not allowed
exactly,
to tell anyone.
But I believe therapists between them, they share tea.
Oh, yeah. I think they,
you
exactly.
You know my APM on Monday? Jeez fucking crazy.
Yeah.
She stabbed her boyfriend. I was like, what?
Or I know therapists talk to each other to get, like, advice. So even if they frame it, hey, I have this tough case, and then they're really just sharing hot
gossip. Yeah, gossip. Like, I'm really good keeping secrets because of two main reasons. First reason, more reasons, but one of the reasons, you're trusting me. So I don't want to, like, and now I have a secret of you, so I can share a secret with you. And if you backstab me, like, I have a power also to. So it's like we're trusting each other because we trust each other, and also because you have a knife on my back, I have a knife on yours. So let's play safe here.
Yeah. Wow.
That's what happened. But second is because I forget them. That you told me a secret, and it's like, don't tell this to anybody. 1 week later, it's like, I don't know what I should not be telling people. I forgot.
Exactly.
Like, you have something going, I don't know, I don't remember what was it. It's like, you're so good, keep it secret. It's like, no, I do not remember.
So funny.
So I like this about keeping, what is your policy on keeping secrets? Apart from, like, you can tell one person outside of, on different group.
Oh, I think that's probably, my biggest thing is you should not ask questions you don't want the answers to. If you're not prepared to hold the weight of a question, you should not ask for further details. So if like stuff is blowing up and you're only tangentially related to it, there's like interpersonal conflict, the least I know, the better. And I just know the weight of finding out more means I'm further in the mix of it.
Yeah, like this kind of a scenario is like, yeah, and this motherfucker, he just stole my all my money, is still there, and I don't have to pay rent. And if you ask, like, oh, so how are you going to pay rent? People are like, actually,
yeah,
you have some money. And you're like, fuck. Like, you just answer like, damn, that's crazy.
I've had two times.
You're just like, yeah. that's just all the answers to when people are saying a gossip with money and they need money. You're like, damn.
For sure.
And that's it.
I don't know who's tuning in today, but if anyone, former roommates in my life, I've had some really great roommates. And then I've lived with sometimes two roommates at the same time, plus me, so three total. And a couple of times the two roommates have gotten like into conflicts, and in me being in the middle, I've then been like pulled into the conflict.
And you're like, no, thank you.
And that's really what's taught me. Sometimes you just got to shut the door to your bedroom and just take it. Okay, let them figure it out.
I had one roommate. He's an amazing person. He's a nice dude, but sometimes he did like weird shit. And he bring like a lot of like he was a fuckboy.
Okay.
So he bring different women to the apartment.
You know, sometimes we're doing that.
Not a problem. Fuckboys. Not a problem at all. The problem was, we have like us like places in the fridge for each one of us. We were three in the house. And he knew, the other knew, I knew, but whoever was coming to his bedroom didn't. So more than once they ate part of my food because they didn't know, like and I was like, hey man, like I had a hummus there and it's gone, and he just gaslighting me, like not gaslighting me because he was like, well, I didn't do it. It's like, I know you didn't do it, but someone in the morning that said goodbye after coming out of your bedroom did. I was like, no, man, that's your problem. I was like, fuck you, dude. Like, where's my hummus?
That's weird. I feel like if you bring a guest, you should let them know what food is yours to offer.
Yeah, but I guess it's his side because imagine, like, you're, like, mingling and then you meet this person. And you're like, hey, you want to come over? And they come over and it's like, okay, let's go to the bedroom. But first, this is the part of my fridge that is mine, okay? Just in case. You just ruined the vibe. It's like, you're so hot. But this is my side. This is this is my sausage, like that. Don't touch that part. That's because that's Brian. And I believe that would just ruin
I'm
the vibe.
Top right and the bottom produce drawer.
It's like, are we gonna fuck or no? No, no, wait, wait. I have to show you the pantry. Come on, come. We bring me prepared for the event. This is my part, just in case.
I think you can make it sexy. You can be like, hey, you know, in the morning when I make you breakfast, it can only come from here and here.
It can only come from the top drawer, okay? Just letting you know that.
That's, that. Yeah, that's so funny.
Okay, I'm going to get, like, ready for you. Let's go. I'm going to go to the bathroom. Come with me. And it's all super sexy and steamy. It's like, okay, you came here because that's my soap. Don't use that one. And this is my shampoo and my conditioner. Just now get out.
Yeah, that's so funny. Like, I do think when I'm a guest at someone's house, if they don't tell me the lay of the land in the shower, I'll use whatever shampoo and conditioner seems best suited for my hair. Like the Wesley.
I done that. I just grabbed many. I was like, for repairment, my hair is good. Okay, curly hair. This is the one
yes,
I use.
Yes, yes.
No one has curls in the house. I don't know why they have this, but now I'm using it.
The fridge space thing, though, you honestly shouldn't share a fridge with more than two adults. I think
it's difficult. Yeah.
Yeah, it's really tough. It's like playing Jenga every time you go into the refrigerator.
Okay. Before the pause, I'm just gonna say this. My roommate does this, and I hate it because he has on the fridge. He has the top shelf, and I have the bottom shelf. And this motherfucker sometimes just puts like a whole piece of meat to defrost in the, and the juices of the meat just fall sometimes on the bottom shelf that are mine. And I'm like, now mine is dirty. I have like dirty like blood and like this wasn't even mine. But I flip it on the freezer. I was like, no, you're having the bottom drawers just in case, because he just like if he doesn't eat it, he just put it back and then it was the same on the freezer. I was like, we're going to stop this. And he watched the podcast. So, Rafa, por favor, ya basta. Ya basta, por favor. And
please, Christian needs this.
But apart from that, he's a really nice roommate. He has a really nice dog. And we're going to make a pause. And we're going to come back with more gossip and tea that she's going to spill about all the comics.
Yes.
And we are back. We were talking, like, there's so many people who are pregnant and had abortion in the comedy scene. I didn't know about that. But thank you so much for telling me.
Offline, I told Christian all the hot goss. I'm so sorry for whoever told me in confidence.
Yeah, like I know your secrets now. But we were talking about secrets, but I'm going to change the topic to something that, actually, this can go a little bit with it. The power of a rumor. Because, like, I've been thinking about this, and I had it, like, many times to talk it about, like, how old are you?
I'm 32.
32, perfect. Because I'm 32, we're the same age. And at some point, without too much internet, without limited access to internet, and without, like, this connection that we have now, that something can happen here in Chicago, immediately, you know, in whatever other part of the world, we managed to spread the rumor, because it's not true, that Marilyn Manson removed two of his ribs to suck his own dick.
I didn't hear that one.
Like that, like I have heard that people know about that rumor, and I heard that in Venezuela. And I have heard from people from other parts of South America that they know about that rumor. And it's like, how did we do that? Like, how did we manage to make this true? I believe Marilyn Manson was, like listening to that rumor. Like, did I just did it? Because, like, everybody apparently knew something that I don't.
He didn't just... He had no ribs removed for any
reason. No, no.
They're all still in there.
They're still in there. We just said, like, yeah, he did that.
He
was a weird... Like, he was a really weird character. I remember some of his videos that I was scary of the music videos. I was like, this is too weird.
So it checks out that he could have done that.
Yeah, so I was like, I didn't even like argument about it. I was like, yeah.
I think people want to be a part of something. So when everyone's on a rumor train, they're like, I'm hopping on the train.
Have you been in that, like, I'm gonna spread this and add something? Like, I am guilty of that. Like, getting a rumor and then I'm gonna tell it in another place, and I'm like, I believe I can spice this up. I believe I can add a little detail that was not there in the beginning.
Yeah, that's so interesting. I'm trying to think. Any of the rumors I'm thinking of, I wouldn't talk about on a podcast. Oh, my gosh. I'm like, racking my brain for, like, a rumor that would be more shareable. Honestly, I feel like the rumors that stick are the ones that I...
Yeah, like, oh, yeah, she fucked the professor in the gym class. And they just spread that rumor, and she's like, I didn't do shit.
I do remember in high school, this, I don't know if this is true or not, so I think this is great rumor, and I don't know if it really happened. There was a teacher who was using her home computer, not her work computer, or maybe she used it for both, and when the screen timed out, it started playing photos from her personal camera roll.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
and then some photos that she wouldn't typically put in a work environment because she had less clothes on than appeared on the screen. And then, I think in the story I heard through the grapevine, I don't think she was still a teacher there after that.
Now teachers can have, like, OnlyFans and people like, whatever. But you see, that's a nice rumor. If I have to tell it, I will be like, yeah, and that happened we were all in the basketball court and, like, presenting this award. So all the old school was there.
Yeah.
It's like, no one. Yeah. I just add details.
Do you know that the
one of the photos, there was the director of the school. It's like, that didn't happen. But it's like, let's make them believe.
That's so funny. You're heightening the story. You're taking your improv training and saying, these were the biggest photos you've ever seen.
Because of the, I don't know if this happened to you, when you're like, for you, this is a big T. For you, this is like, this is good. And you tell somebody and they don't react. Like, they're like, okay.
Yeah, I don't like
that. And they die, okay? Like, I need to add something. Like, this was exciting for me. Why is it not exciting for you?
Do you know this thing where it's like people tell these stories about, like, when they catch a fish?
No.
And then every time they, like, the fish, they say they went and caught a fish.
White man.
2 feet long. Tinder. Yes. Okay. But then when they tell the story again, the fish is 3 feet long. And then they tell the story again, and they caught a 10-foot fish. I think that is, like, the quintessential, like, people rumoring themselves.
But I believe that's basically what stand-up is. Mm-hmm. Stand-up is a little bit of it. Stand-up is, like, how many stories you have in stand-up that you tell them exactly how they happen. You always add a little bit, like, this would make it better, this would make it funnier.
That is true. Or I combine 3 stories so that either look really good or sometimes embarrassing.
Because you have one that she said in Spanish about your grandmother and that you in the punchline you called yourself a puta. or your sister a puta.
My sister, I call my sister, yeah,
a puta.
Yeah. But I love you, Elizabeth.
Exactly. You love her, but in the joke, you're like, I fucking hate that bitch.
Yes, yes, yes. That one's fun because my name is Elaine, and then a couple of times when I was growing up, my sister would call me Elaine. And so then in the bit version of this, I tell them my sister's name is Elizabeth, but I call her a bitch.
Exactly.
And
but that
people
that
like that.
It's an amazing joke. And when you say it in Spanish, people encourage you so much to be like, call her whatever you want. We want to hear that.
It's true. And I think because I see
you
so
used to
sweet.
Call her a bitch.
You know, I...
Yes.
I did. Even if I didn't... That is one of those jokes that come from an emotional truth. When we were younger, we didn't get along at all. So I do think in my head, I was like, I thought it. But I never
express it.
I never expressed it. But then sometimes on stage, I feel like sharing the emotional truth, you got to, like, say it.
Okay.
So I feel like saying that's what I called her most accurately captures the energy.
Have she seen that joke? Have she had any comment on that joke?
Oh, yeah. She
cried.
Yeah, we're actually not on speaking terms because of that joke.
You see, rumors. There you go.
Yeah. No, I think she's actually, she's cool with it. She thinks it's funny.
Okay.
And, yeah, I do run any jokes I do about my family members if I think they might not like it. I do ask them about it.
I do not, but because of this, you're like, you're fucking rude. No, no, no. It's because my mom and my aunt, both of them think like stand-up is the reflection of reality. And again, like you add some details to make it funnier because, okay, if you start from a situation that is funny, but in order to make it funnier, you have to like add more details, make it more relatable, and you just do shit to make the story better.
Yeah.
And with my mom, like I have had jokes that I do an exaggeration to make it funnier. And she's like, that's not the way it went. I was like, of course not, mom. This is the way I have to tell it. Like, you are making me look bad. That's the point. I have to make you look like a bitch so the joke is funny. If the joke, I don't have it like right now on top of my head. But if like, oh, I do have it. This was a joke I used to say in Minnesota, in Venezuela, that my mom does stupid questions, and it's because like sometimes she's like, hey, what do you want to eat today? Like chicken or pasta? I was like, mom, whatever. What is easier for you? She's like, no. Tell me. What do you want to eat? Chicken or pasta? I was like, mom, whatever you want to cook, whatever is easier for you. No, but tell me, chicken or pasta? And she gets mad. It's like, okay, I can do pasta. Okay. I'm going to do the chicken because it can get rot. And it's like, then what you ask? Why we do this? And she's like, no, but that time was because the pasta was not ready. And I told you that it was going to be an hour and you were hungry. That's why I make the chicken. It's like, I know, mom. But but the real story, if I say that on stage, it's not going to be funny.
Yeah.
Finally, she's like, okay, now I understood. But she used to get angry if I put her in a bad position. Mm. She's like, that's not the way it happened. It's like, I know.
Are there any jokes you wouldn't do if a family member didn't like it?
If they didn't like it a lot and they're like, that's really offensive, make me feel bad, I'll stop it.
Nice.
But if they're like, I don't like that joke too much because like I don't speak like that. It's like, well, fuck you. Like, you speak like this in the joke and that's it. But if they're like, no, it hurts me, like I really don't like this joke, I'll stop.
Yeah.
Do you have any like that they have told you like, hey, don't say this? And you're like, yeah, Elizabeth, when I call her a bitch, but I'm going to keep saying that joke.
Yeah, actually, she is not a fan. She said, take it offline.
Or we're not talking anymore. And you're like, well, goodbye.
I said, let's bring it to YouTube. I'm going to send you this timestamp. Love you. I think there's some topics I won't do until certain people are not alive anymore. I think
you're just like waiting on a super extremely good joke about your mom and you're like a couple more years.
yeah. It's like if you it's like it'll take even longer than the pasta
to cook this joke.
To cook it, yeah.
But have you have any that someone's like, hey, I don't like what you did with that joke.
Mm.
And you're like, okay, I won't say it again.
I have had people at who I've gone out with or like dated who've been like worried that they were gonna wind up in material, and they were like,
non-comics
I don't really
are
want
always
to.
Worried. Non-comics are always worried. Like oh, like you know what that this was happening. Oh, okay, I won't tell Elaine because if not, she's gonna turn this into a joke. Like I don't care about your life that much to make this a joke. Like. Chill.
Yeah, I think people really overestimate how stage-worthy their stories are.
Yeah.
It's actually really hard to... it's hard to just turn a story I have no emotional connection to into a bit. And I'm not saying that's how I have felt about everyone I've dated.
I dated a bunch of people and they're so lame that I will never tell a joke about them. Like, okay.
So funny.
If you're watching and you are Elaine's ex, she didn't like you that much. Just letting you know. Okay.
Oh, so funny.
You can send the timestamp to them. It's like, hey, oh, hey, watch
no.
this part.
No, I'm single right now, so. If anyone wants to try to become part of Future Bits.
You have a lot of DMs after this.
Now's your chance. is what I'm saying.
But I do believe in relationships, that part of like, hey, this was funny, I want to make this a joke. Like, this is the way I'm going to do it. Are you okay with this? With a partner. Like, because family, is there's always family drama. And family drama is so fun. Because there's, it's too relatable. A lot of experience come from there. But with a partner, I believe you should, like, set boundaries and grounds. Because you're hurting your loved one, you know. And that, for me, that is the point that you should, like, be like, hey, I have a joke about this. And this is the way I want to tell it. What do you think about it?
Yeah, I agree. Especially like the people you spend your life with and have the most like close relationships with. Yeah, like, if it's a partner, that mean like you don't wanna.
Yeah, because like I've been putting myself. I've seen beats that like of course like since like I relate to like being a boyfriend to a woman. Usually the beats that gets me when women are doing these beats, but I believe it happens the other way around. Is a man is doing a joke and you're a heterosexual couple, like women should be more related to what they're saying. But if a woman, a comic is making a joke about the boyfriend or the husband or whatever, it's like, and the joke is like, well, last time like we were fucking, he has such a small dick, it's like a tic tac, blah, 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 and it's like fun. If I am the boyfriend, I'll feel bad. I was like, I don't like this. Like, why are you telling people I have a, like, it's true, but why are you telling to strangers that? like, I'll feel bad. That would be one of the jokes, like, hey, I don't know, I don't like the way you are doing this.
Yeah, don't embarrass people.
Yeah, it's like, I know you have not come in years, but like, but don't say that to strangers.
Yeah, that's funny. No, yeah.
What about exes? Like, if you, it's like the cooking with your mom. If you have a lot of jokes like about this person, then you end up the relationship. You're like, now is the time.
Well, it is interesting. I feel weird telling stories about exes sometimes too, but I have been sharing like things about me. Like in my last relationship, I tell people now I'm newly single, which. Means I've been eating a lot of soup. And I tell him it's not sad. My ex didn't like soup, which is true. And then I go on and I, you know, talk about my love of soup.
I like because it's a misdirection that it's not meant to be. Because I thought because like you were sad or you don't know how to cook and you're like, no, I like soup. He didn't like soup.
No, I actually love soup and I just didn't make soup. You know, you share a lot of meals with people. And then so I like, it's like, you know, for me, it's like such a little thing, but it just goes like, you know, relationships can sometimes change you in unexpected ways. You just don't think you're going to lose moist vegetables.
They're like, I don't miss these anymore. But you know,
last night I made chili. I love it. I love a wet dinner. I don't know. It's just
favorite food: soup, chili. What else?
Oh, ramen.
everything that you can eat with a spoon at some point.
Yeah, it's so refreshing. Yogurt. I don't like drinking just water, but broth. in the soup, the liquid in the soup, I just want, it's a nice warm liquid. It's like savory tea.
You know, like in apparently in Japan, if you do the grab the bowl and just like, it's like bad education. In Japan, it's like super good education, apparently. Yeah. Because it's like, that means you really enjoy the soup.
Yeah. People want to know you want all of that.
You will thrive so much. In Japan, you're like, look at these, all my meals I can just like pour.
Dude, I'm there.
And they have nice soups.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, we're going to end the episode. I'm going to on this question.
Okay.
Because I believe it's interesting this about exes. Like, if your ex crossed you, like he cheated on you and he did something really bad, so the relationship ended up badly. And you had a lot of jokes that is like, I'm not going to tell this because I respect this person. In this moment, you'll be like, now it's on. Watch my next special because I'm going to be talking shit about you. Or you're like, no, I'll be the biggest person.
I think I would I think you have to get enough X's in between so that no one knows who you're talking about.
Okay. Yeah, immediately the next day you go to a show, you're like, so this guy I was dating.
Yeah.
He's a motherfucker. Like, yeah, I
and
like
then
that.
Everyone in the room knew them. Yeah. That's so funny. No, if you get like three X's in a row, then no one knows who it's about.
Okay, you like to keep the mystery. People is like, who was that? It's like,
yeah,
I don't know anymore.
Or combine experiences from different people so that like no one is implicated. I guess going back to your original thing about kindness, I guess my kindness does make bits take longer to make.
Circular podcast.
If I was less kind, people wouldn't find that you'd find things out a lot quicker.
So there you go. Kindness, it is sometimes a weakness, but I believe it's a weakness that most of the time I'm like, I'll have it. I'd rather be kind than not. Sometimes it's harder, but actually the last episode I said, like, if there's a zombie apocalypse, I'm not helping anybody.
Situational.
That's not kind at all. Mm-mm. But in other aspects, if I have a crew that they're working for me, I'll try to do my best to have the right condition for them, even though that will like reduce my position. And that's where my kindness comes from. Like the people who like I trust and I love, like I'll put myself in a worse spot to make them shine or to make us like even. And sometimes people get like they use you, that you feel used at the end.
That's a really great trait, and it will hurt you in business.
It will hurt me in business. Don't make me a CEO. That's like la moraleja de esta historia. Don't make me a CEO. I will fuck your company. I'll be like, let's give healthcare to everybody. And they're like, we just cannot do that. I'm like, why not? This little girl needs cancer treatment. Let's give it for free. And they're like, we're losing money. I'm like,
that's so funny. You try to make the case. You're like, when our employees are healthy, they work better.
and the owner's like, that's a lie. When the owners are sick, you just fire them. It's like, okay.
Oh.
Hail companies. Ta-da. Well, with that, we're going to... We're just an attack on health companies.
That's kind of sad.
Yeah. We're going to say goodbye, but adios, and we're going to do the bonus content. So, adios. You got to say adios.
Oh, adios.